when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
We all know that inflation is really high, and the prices for things we buy every day have gotten more expensive. In the last episode, we spoke about some things we've cut from our budget, but in this episode, we wanted to flip that around, and we'll be discussing some things that we've kept in our budget because we still really value it and think it's worth it. Hey friends, this is Queenie.
And Pablo.
And welcome back to another episode. Pablo, what's your money win?
My money win is that last week we were in Melbourne. And, you know, obviously it's not free, but what's free is sharing a coffee, or it's half price. So that's my money win, sharing a coffee with you.
Yeah, we usually buy a large coffee, and you only look at the large coffees at some places, they're just so much bigger than the regular size coffees. So yeah, that's why we like to share a large coffee and yeah, to share it.
Yeah, much cheaper, but you get like almost as much.
Exactly. My money win is I went to buy some micellar water and I saw that Priceline was having a half price sale. So they often do these sales a couple of times a year where they do half price skincare and half price makeup. And this was one of those times. So I got super lucky because the micellar water I was going to buy anyway was half price. And I also bought this product that is supposed to get rid of my dandruff. And I'm really, really excited about it because it wasn't that expensive, and I can also use this product on my face as well. So I'll keep you posted with how that goes on Instagram. I'll let you know if it worked or not. This product, I mean, it costed $20, but I do get quite a lot of product, and it is also like multi-use. I can use it on my scalp. I can use it on my face like as a toner. So yeah, we'll keep you posted on how this is. And highly recommend like just knowing when these sales are. So if you do need to buy skincare or makeup or anything, you can buy it on sale. Save some money.
What's this product, Queenie? Because I think people want to know.
Okay, so it's called glycolic acid, G-L-Y-C-O-L-I-C, glycolic acid. And it's from this brand called The Ordinary, which does pretty affordable skincare. So I'll let you know how this actually goes and if it works on my dandruff. But I actually did use it as a toner last night on my skin just before I did my bedtime skincare routine. And my skin does feel really, really soft today. So it already works really well as a toner, but we'll see if it actually works on the dandruff like TikTok said it would.
If TikTok said it.
We will see. We will see. Just remember that anything that we talk about in this podcast is general in nature and doesn't constitute personal financial advice. You can read our full financial services guide in our description. We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of our land, and we extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today. So these are some things that I'm not cutting from my budget, even with the rising cost of living. So the first one is travel. I really love traveling, and I think there are so many ways that you can actually travel on a budget. So it doesn't have to be a super expensive long trip somewhere. You could even do like a quick getaway somewhere or even a camping trip. Like you don't have to spend heaps of money on travel, but personally for me, I think it's really, really important. And that's why I have left it in my budget. I use my frequent flyer points to pay for my flights. So this saves me a lot of money because oftentimes I'll only have to pay like a tenth of the price that people have to pay for their seats on planes. And because I use my credit cards wisely, I pay them back in full and on time every single month, I accumulate quite a lot of points and I'm just able to use for discounted flights. So yeah, travel is one of those things that I don't think I could cut it from my budget and I wouldn't want to. There are still plenty of affordable ways to travel. What do you think, Pablo?
So yeah, I think travel is so important. You know, it's good that it makes you like understand more other culture or other things that are outside of your like everyday life. And when you come back from travel, you are like so much more worldly or open to new things, I think. And I think it's good to see how other people live and, you know, different ways of doing things, because if you are in your like, you know, day-to-day thing, or, you know, you're not going to see what other people are experienced to. Or, you know, you are looking at this San Francisco video, and there were, like, people, like, sitting inside people's car. And then you are letting or telling me about the comments, and people were, like, from the U.S., so they were, oh, yeah, it's normal, you know, you can't leave stuff in your car. And then they were like, actually, no, it's only in the U.S. that you need to do or be careful about this. But if you are, like, in other countries, potentially you just, it's chill, right? You could do whatever.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, I think travel, it's made me a lot more grateful about where I live, you know, because sometimes you don't really appreciate where you're from until you actually travel to other places, and then you realize, like, there are so many good things about, you know, where you live that you just take for granted, and so many things that you think are normal, but I guess to other people, maybe they're not so normal and not that easy to come by. So, yeah, I definitely feel very lucky whenever I do travel. Like, I always feel so happy to come home, but it's still so nice to have those experiences because, yeah, like you said, Pablo, it makes you more worldly, more open-minded, and then you can just think a bit more creatively, and you realize the stuff you do, like, there's always another way to do it, and there's no right or wrong answer, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
What about you? What's one thing you haven't cut from your budget?
One thing I haven't cut is books, you know? I talked about in the last episode that, you know, I cut out on subscription, reduce my subscription as much as I can. And also that's the same thing with books. I don't want to overpay or overspend on books, but using like Audible, and sometimes they have like deals for 1 year subscription, which you were mentioning, that are cheaper and you get like 2 free books or something like that. Also going to secondhand bookshops. So we have one like in Newton that we went to, and then found this book like from Simon Sinek, like Start With Why, for $12 only. While I was checking online, like the brand new price is like $26. Obviously, it's a bit harder to find the book that you're looking for. They won't have everything. But if you can have like for less than half of the price, the same book. And the thing with book is that you read it once, maybe you read it like a few times, but then, you know, you might not read it all the time. So you might as well have it secondhand.
Yeah, that's very true. And also libraries. Libraries are another way that you can get free books just with like a free membership. So yeah, definitely check out your local libraries.
Yeah, and library is even better in a way because they give you like a time restraint on how long you can borrow it for. So it forces you to read it.
Yeah, and usually it's a reasonable amount of time. Like if you actually just read that book, like you should be able to finish it within that time. So yeah, it's a good one. I think nowadays you can even get audiobooks from the library as well. And you can rent those as well, so.
Yeah, and apparently they even have, I think, toys at libraries. So, you know, when we have our kid, free toys.
Yeah, we'll definitely be taking our kid to the library a lot because maybe this is a bit nerdy, but I just had so many great memories in the library. I thought it was just so fun, you know? It's like a nice little place. So, yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Heard that it.
Yeah. So the next one for me is not always getting the cheapest food from the grocery store. So obviously I do like to look at the cost per gram of things and, you know, wherever I can, I try to buy like, I guess, the cheapest product or the cheapest item. But there are some things that I really love spending more money on, you know. So for example, like if I'm making a pasta, there's a particular brand of pasta that I really like and it's not the cheapest pasta you can buy. It is a bit more expensive, but not crazy expensive. But I'm just like, yeah, you know, sometimes it's worth it to just get the nice pasta that you like. And I think sometimes like a couple of nice ingredients that you really value can really elevate your cooking and just make like the process a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, I agree. And also I think getting organic on some products, you know, there is like the Dirty Dozen. And these are the products that are really bad to buy non-organic. And that's probably something that's worth to buy organic when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one.
Or even like, you know, like more healthy option. You know, sometimes if you want like a chocolate or dessert that's a bit more healthy, maybe it's going to be more expensive, but I guess it might be good for the long term. You know, last week we were talking about the 10-10-10. Same thing, like if you eat that chocolate versus this chocolate in 10 years, you know, how much better you will feel.
Yeah, especially if it's something that you eat every single day. Like one thing that we bought, we make like chocolate protein powder smoothies where we have like a chocolate shake. And we used to have this like cocoa powder that was like kind of like a cocoa powder that you use for like baking cakes. And we just swapped that one ingredient to like a healthy like cocoa powder, which is kind of like an organic, like raw cocoa powder that just has, you know, it's very healthy, like with all the minerals. And yeah, something that we noticed was, well, the first thing was that it actually didn't taste that much worse than the, I guess, like unhealthy cocoa powder that we're putting in our smoothies. And it just feels better because we were getting a lot more nutrients than the other cocoa powder we were using. So there are some good swaps you could probably make in your budget and, you know, in the things that you buy.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's all about, you know, case by case. It doesn't mean like you always have to spend more money to get better result or to get better tasting ingredient. It's all about what the ingredient is and what you can do.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Pablo?
So the next one for me is gift for friends. You know, I think it's important, you know, as a, you know, keep good relationship with people that you care about or that you like. Is, you know, when it's their birthday or, you know, a special occasion, it's nice to think about what birthday gift or what gift will make them happy and, you know, spend a bit of money. You don't have to always overspend. It doesn't have to be the more money, the better the gift. But it's nice to have or give a nice gift. And I feel like it makes you happy as well.
It does, yeah. I think there are some studies where it's like giving money away actually makes you feel better than even buying something for yourself. So, yeah, that's a really good one. And what are some ways that you save money on gifts, Pablo?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Quinny, because I usually use like cash rewards or shopback, you know, to get like gift cards or even cash back directly on the website that I buy on. So last time we bought Julian, our video editor and podcast editor, some shoes, and we got some cash back from the website The Iconic, I think, got a couple of percent. And then for Vince, we got him like a gift card, and then we were able to get the gift card from Shopback, so get some money there.
Yeah, exactly. And it does add up at the end of the day. It may only be like $5, $10 here and there, but it all adds up.
Yeah, and if you want to try out like a cash reward for yourself or Shopback, we have some link in the show notes or the description, and you can get $10 or $20 off directly when you sign up.
Yeah, really, really good. Thank you so much for listening so far. We're just going to take a quick ad break. Thank you so much for listening to the ad break. We're back. So the next one for me is my lash extensions, because I don't really do any other kind of beauty thing. I don't get my nails done. I don't really get my hair done regularly. I think lash extensions are the one thing that I do treat myself. And my friend Vivian does my lashes for me. She does an amazing job. And I just love how I just, you know, look ready all the time as soon as I wake up. So, yeah, that's one of those splurge items for me. Pablo, what about you?
Yeah, I don't do like lashes extension. Beauty things I do will be more maybe haircut. And, you know, going to the hairdresser every month is good for me. And usually like $35. That's my beauty budget.
Nice. Very nice.
But the next point, coming back to the podcast and things I'm not cutting out of my budget, is, you know, software or things that will make my life a bit better. So, for example, like for our business, we use like Xero, and it's our accounting software. And we have so many like expenses, you know, invoices, and so many things to look out for every single month. And we could not do it without software. We could not do it with a spreadsheet. So I'm so glad that we have this software. I think it's about $70 a month, which is a bit of money. Obviously, it's not free. But for the time that it saves us and, you know, the amounts of record that it has, and when we do our tax return and things like that, it's so much more useful. So that's really, you know, something that we could not, or I could not cut out of my budget.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I love that. For me, I would say credit card annual fees. So obviously when we're choosing a new credit card, we do like to weigh up the benefits versus the annual fee and make sure that we get benefits that we're actually going to use. But We do have some really good credit cards that give us so many benefits, like complimentary travel insurance. We get a lot of like bonus points and points for every dollar that we spend. There are just so many benefits of using our credit cards that it definitely does weigh out the annual fee. So it's definitely worthwhile for us to make those, expenses every year. And we've also created this video on YouTube going through some really popular travel credit cards. So you can check out that video if you'd like to learn more about some different options. But also important, we always make sure that we pay back everything that we owe in full and on time so we don't pay any interest.
Very important.
Yeah. And if you would like to get started with credit cards, we've created a completely free credit card guide, which you can check out in the show notes below.
So I think the next one for me is learning. And we're going to this event next month, to the James Clear event. It's coming soon. The guy that did the Atomic Habits book. And I think it's really good, to spend money. Obviously, you don't want to overspend and go to like $1,000, $2,000 event. But this one wasn't as expensive. And I think it's really good activity to do. First, it's an experience. So it's good memory. And on top of that, we're going to learn something all together. So learning is something I definitely would not cut out of my budget.
Oh, I like that, Pablo. This podcast episode is sponsored by WeMoney. WeMoney is a free app you can use to keep track of your spending and upcoming bills. And you can also check your credit score for free using WeMoney. You can download it for free in the show notes below. So the next one for me is going out to eat every now and again, because I think it's nice to just, go to a restaurant and have a real experience. I feel like the other week we actually went for a date night, and something that we were talking about as we were coming back was that I just feel like it's so worth it to spend money, like to actually go down and sit down at a restaurant, because it's like a full-on experience, like you've got someone to bring the menu and, so many different things to choose from, and the atmosphere of the restaurant that you go to can also be really nice. And something that I guess like isn't really as worth it, or I didn't really see as worth it, is like food delivery, because you probably end up spending even more money than going out to a restaurant, and you also don't get that nice restaurant experience. And I feel like the food that I get on like Uber Eats or DoorDash, it doesn't taste as good as the same food in a restaurant. So yeah, I think that going out to dinner, like having a nice experience with somebody that you love, I think that's a nice experience and worth it for me to spend money on. But like, I guess the convenience, like DoorDash, Uber Eats, I don't think it's worth the price. Like they mark up the prices for their food, like the restaurants on those apps. Plus you also need to pay delivery fees and, tips and things like that. So yeah, I don't really think it's worth it for me anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I think you want the experience and it's all about that. And you want to have a nice dinner. We cook most of the week at home, but it's nice to go once a week, out. And that was actually like my next point is experiences. We went to Teppanyaki, which was really fun. And you cannot have that with DoorDash or Uber Eats. It's like basically, for those who don't know what Teppanyaki is, when the chef, like it's a Japanese restaurant and the chef is in the middle of the room and you are around in circle or square, seated, and then he cooks in front of you. Or she. And then basically they do like so many crazy things with eggs and things like that. And it was just so funny. The food was okay, but the experience was just insane and so funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. They're so skilled. I'm just very impressed still. And also you would think that they would waste a lot of food, but it was nice to see that he actually, even if he kind of like threw these eggs at us, like, and we had to catch them in a bowl, like the raw egg. And like he still used those eggs that we caught in the bowl for like an omelet later. He just kind of like, I guess, like picked out the shells. And like, so it was nice. It was nice to see that like, not all the food is wasted and they do try to kind of like make the most of it. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And it was a fun experience, to go out to something different. I think, something different. It's like where you travel. You want something different to your everyday life. So that's a good experience. And also another experience that we did recently was escape room or escape game. And that was really fun, Like I think doing challenging things, but also experiences that are good memories. And usually experiences, I think in the long term, they can bring you back joy, 5 years from now, 3 years from now. You'll remember it and you'll smile thinking about it. While if you buy something, that can be nice, but 5 years from now, you'll be less likely to smile as much as now when you got your thing.
By the way, if you're enjoying this podcast so far, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and follow along the podcast. Okay, so for me, I think Spotify Premium is like definitely worth it. Like, I just feel like I just remember because it took me the longest time to actually get Spotify Premium. And now that I have it, I just don't think I could go back to the ads because I just remember like not being able to like play the song that you want on Spotify. Like, how annoying was that? You had to like shuffle play every time and like you could only skip a song 3 times. You had to listen to all these ads. I was just like, oh God, that was so annoying. They really do a good job of getting people onto premium. But yeah, that's something I don't think I could cut out of my budget.
Yeah, I think their free product is really good, but really annoying to push you to get the premium, which is really smart.
It is really smart. Even for someone like me who I feel like I would be the last person to get the premium thing if I don't need to. So yeah, they did a good job. What about you, Pablo?
Well, my last thing that I don't cut off my budget is life improvement. So there are a few things, you know, in life that are annoying and I like to solve them and make it better. So for example, I got these new glasses like a couple of months ago and I've noticed that they always fell on my... funny, Queenie.
Pablo.
Well, it's a fact, you know, they always fell on my nose and did not happen with my old glasses. And I was like, it's really annoying. And I wear glasses every single day. Obviously, it's, you know, quite annoying. And so I bought this like bee wax to put on my glasses so that way the glasses will not fall on my nose.
Has it worked?
It works now. It works. It doesn't fail anymore.
Does it feel good?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's great.
So I think all this, you know, annoying thing in life that, especially like if it's annoying like once in a blue moon, it doesn't really matter. But if it's annoying like every single day of your life, I think for me, it's worth it. Spend a bit of money because it's going to change. I'm not even going to think about it anymore. But if I think about it, it's just annoying me.
That's a really good point.
Oh, even like, you know, things that, you know, got a better laptop. That's faster, you know, or that you can like insert SD card on your laptop compared to one that you cannot even. Just small things like this that make maybe not a big difference, but it just make your life better. And that's worth spending the money, I'd say.
Yeah, that's true. I guess like anything for work, I feel like is worth it to spend money on, you know, because if it can make you even a little bit more productive or it can help you, I guess, like, gain a new client or something like that. It's always worth spending money. Obviously, like, you don't want to increase your costs so much that, you know, you're just spending money unnecessarily. But there are some products where I feel like it is worth it. Like a good ergonomic chair is important. Like Pablo mentioned, a good laptop, software that can help you, you know, manage your work or your business faster. Yeah, I think all of these things, like if it can make you a little bit more productive or even a lot more productive, it's definitely worth it. And yeah, I love how like all of these things are also tax deductible as well. So not only, you know, I guess you do pay for them out of your own money, but then at the end of the year, it may also be tax deductible as well. So you can get a bit of a saving there too.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you mentioned like lots of different things and I had actually a pain in my finger from my old chair. Because there was no armrest. And then I was Googling it and that you need an armrest on your chair. And then I found this good ergonomic chair on Marketplace for like $300, which was originally like $1,000. So you don't also have to pay the full price to buy those things. You can find ways to get them cheaper.
Yeah, that is absolutely right.
And Queenie, do you have any last tip for us before we wrap up this podcast?
I guess things to make me healthier, I think, is important as well. So I guess things related to the gym, it doesn't have to be a crazy, expensive, fancy gym, but I think that's important. Yeah, supplements that, you know, you could add to your diet that can give you a bit of extra nutrition or energy. I think it's worth it to spend money on those things. And yeah, anything else, Pablo?
That was it for me, but thanks so much for listening. You know, we talked about what cutting out of the budget, but also it's important to enjoy life as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're trying to say in this podcast. Like, you don't have to cut everything out of your budget and feel bad for spending money. I think it is important to spend money on things that you really value. So, yeah, it's definitely worth it. And thank you so much for listening. Let us know what are some things that you are not cutting from your budget. Let us know on Instagram. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.